Hi everybody, are we on?
Are we on is the biggest question of all. I do believe we are on. Yes, we have one other participant right now besides, actually two participants plus ourselves.
Four.
So can someone let us know if our audio is working and you can hear us? It's always the most important thing. Can we be heard? Just give us a little type away and say hello. Yes, we can hear you. We'd be really, really appreciated. We'd love it. Oh, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's rising quickly on our show. Can one of you just send us a quick hello and say, yes, we can hear you? It'd be very, very helpful. So, on the...
Take your hands off your body and type a thumbs up. Or yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me tonight? I know there's already quite a few people on, but we really would love to know if you chaps could hear us. It makes it all the much easier for us to be waffling on, knowing there is some kind of participation. Yes, yes, and yes.
Thank
They're
you.
Obviously fed up with me saying it, so
Thank
we really appreciate
you.
It. Oh. Sexy, show her ass.
Well, I'm working.
We'll show you her ass if you show us your ass. How about that, my darling?
You're going to eat them words. Hey guys, we're so happy that you guys joined us again. We feel really blessed to have so many nice people coming to see us every 2 weeks.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes, thank you so much. Every 2 weeks, so many of you tune in to... me, I'm Marco, and this is...
I'm Angel Renee.
My wonderful wife, Angel Renee.
Aww.
And we are...
Hold my hand. Miami Swing.
We're Miami Swing's the podcast, everybody. And you can find us, obviously, here on SDC. And you can also find us on miamiswings.com. Or you go to YouTube and you can see our videos. You can go to iTunes and listen to our podcasts. And this actual... evening's event, we will actually host again on iTunes and on YouTube. We do put out our SDC lives every 2 weeks on YouTube because they're all full of so much wonderful information.
Yes, go ahead.
I just want to see, does anybody know what the subject matter is today? I want to see you guys type in if you know what the subject matter is.
I'm kind of excited about it. I even brought a prop that Marco does not know about.
Oh.
I know. I was surprised you didn't see it out and wonder.
Well, if it's the subject matter that I'm thinking of,
then you know
the prop would be like...
Don't say it yet.
4 or 5 other people?
at least four.
At least three.
We have been discussing this. Is it all...
Did anybody know?
Is it all real? Is it all real? I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah, I'd love to expand on that just very quickly. What do you mean, is it all real? Are we real? If I pinch her and she slaps me.
Thank you, Fire Eater. Thank you for listening to us.
Fire Eater.
Someone's saying I'm shy. Well, I am a little shy, but I'm getting better at that.
Who believes Angel Renee is shy? If you've seen our shows, a podcast, or met us in an orgy room, you might well know that Angel Renee is definitely not shy.
Oh, I'm so shy. Well, we'll get into that in a little bit. So, the topic tonight... No.
Oh, can I just run over and get my phone? Because I had one or two notes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, the topic today is something very near and dear to Marco's heart. or is it your heart that it's near and dear to? It's near and dear to something of Marco's.
I think one would say it's near and dear to my fantasy appendage.
Oh, good God.
My fantasy and my appendage.
So,
is that the correct word, appendage? I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, it's a fine word.
Okay.
It's a fine word. As you guys know, we don't pre-plan these. We don't discuss in advance what we're going to say.
Did anybody get it?
No. And we like to chit-chat with you guys and get your comments and your feedback, and we sort of like to banter off each other and everyone listening. So
absolutely. Yeah. So remember, this particular event tonight, the seminar, is about a subject matter that we're going to announce in just a moment. And we really want you guys to participate in communicating your thoughts, your ideas, and your questions on the subject.
Yes. And if you joined us to learn and chat, that's great. If you're just popping around to see what's sexy and what's happening, I can't show my boobs, guys, or my bum, I'm sorry, because we are going to put this, I wouldn't even mind, but we're going to put this on YouTube and then we won't be able to. So I can't show you any body parts.
That's right.
But we would love for you to stay and join the conversation. Everyone's welcome, for sure.
So yeah, you know, the norm is that people join us because they think that we're going to have sex with each other or get naked during the show. We often don't, but they do stay for the whole show because they realize we have a lot to say and a lot of it is very well geared towards the lifestyle and the information that they were hoping to know more about.
Yeah, and a lot of you, we noticed too, are single men in the lifestyle, and when you realize that we're actually trying to help you and give you tips to be successful doing this, I think we're gaining a little traction with that, which I love to hear. So, Marco, drum roll, what are we talking about?
Dun, 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 dun. So we are going to talk about, just so you know, if you're under the age of...
Oh my God, go ahead.
If you're under the age of 18, please turn this podcast off, because this is a podcast that has adult content, and you certainly shouldn't be listening. So now that being said...
Adults only,
so let's get on. So tonight we really want to delve into, discuss, talk about, and share some experiences about the orgy room. Just by way of typing on your computers on the chat panel on the right-hand side of your screens, just put a wave or a number or a letter so that we know how many people have had the privilege of enjoying an orgy room and an orgy experience.
And I'm so excited to talk to Nick and N.A. I don't know if I know your name, and I'm sorry. But if you're shy too, you might like my little tidbit that I'm going to share in a little while. But someone's saying they appreciate us. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
They love us. Thank you for that. We love you.
You know, if you love us, that means you must share our bed and kiss us often.
Oh, and they it's on their bucket list, but they haven't experienced it yet. Interesting.
That is really, really cool. Just so you know, it was always on my bucket list to be in an orgy room or in an orgy experience. Took us many, many years to get there, and I have to say, it was worth every moment of
waiting.
And now
you couldn't even count how many, could you?
Yeah, and now I feel like it's something that when we go to a hotel takeover or an event where there potentially is going to be an orgy room experience, I am literally counting down the minutes to have that experience.
So, Margo loves orgy rooms. I don't. How interesting is that?
But we found a workaround. We have found a workaround.
Very sexy workaround.
Yeah.
I don't like orgy rooms. I don't like naked or clothed. I do get very nervous if I feel under pressure, which orgy rooms, there is no pressure. But I fear that there will be, just like in life in general, in big groups of people, I get very nervous.
And we have a couple of suggestions that Angel and I uses to get past the anxiety of being in an orgy experience.
Yes, no, it's not for everybody, but at least it's a little tidbit. And someone else says they feel the same way, so keep on listening.
So we're going to start the discussion. First of all, I just want anybody to type to let us know if you've been involved in an orgy and what your experience was like, because we'd love to be able to read that out. But I have a couple of things just to start the conversation off with. Is that okay?
Yeah, you go. I like it too, but you go first.
So, how many people does it take to have an orgy? It's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 2, 3, 1, 4, 6, 7, 8? So, there is no minimum number of people required or needed for an orgy in the orgy definition. But the prevailing opinion around sex-positive people is that an orgy should have at least 5 people, since group sex between a threesome or a foursome is traditionally called a threesome or a foursome and not an orgy, respectively.
Yes.
So one would say that if there's a couple bringing a third, or a couple enjoying another couple's experience, or a couple enjoying 2 singles' experience, or just 4 people having sex, generally that's a threesome or a foursome. So therefore, the next step up would be five, and that would be called an orgy, or would be commonly known as an orgy. Five or more people in a sexual experience, under the clinical terms, would be titled as an orgy experience.
Yeah, and you know, because you tried to call it a sixth one time, it doesn't have the same ring.
So we had an experience where there were six of us, and we were all enjoying each other's sexual experiences, all at the same time, swapping, moving. It was all very, very fluid. And I never actually really thought that we were having an orgy until afterwards, when I thought back on it, I was like, we actually had an orgy.
Because so if we move past the number thing, okay, I think we can all agree that an orgy is pretty much, let's even just
five or more.
But I looked up orgy, and I'm not going to read them all because they get a little boring, but it's really, this is what keeps coming up in so many: indiscriminate group sexual activity, excessive indulgence, right? And even some of them say drunken. So I think...
Wow, that could be so many things.
I know. So I think over time the term orgy has sort of taken on lots of different little meanings. Some of them can sound a little... it depends on, you know, sweaty and drunken and gross. But the truth is, the orgy rooms in the clubs that we go to and the events that we go to are a little more pre-planned than that.
I just want to add something to the idea of orgies, five or more, is that it's not...
I love those numbers.
I know. It's not three couples laying next to each other having parallel sex or parallel play. They're not interacting with each other. I believe the definition would be those couples in some form or manner, not necessarily each with each other continuously. There must be some kind of cross couple interaction.
Yes, and this is my whole point. It doesn't exist as an actual definition.
Yeah.
So, which is one of the fun things to talk about tonight.
Yeah, would you mind?
It's like, it reminds me of 10 on a bed, and the little one said,
roll over. One roll over and bumped his head. Poor guy. Roll over.
Hello in Belgium. And thank you.
Hello in Belgium. Would you mind just reading a couple of those, Angel Renee? Because my eyesight is barely good enough to see my hand in front of my face.
They said the six people was very hot. And yes, they were all doing different things, interacting with each other. So yeah, you participated in an orgy. I hope that you enjoyed it. Because they can be a lot of fun.
Oh, so much fun. Yeah. So we've had orgy experiences with Angel, Renee, and myself being able to see the entire experiences, but we've also, because Angel Renee does get very shy and a little apprehensive, so she's experienced orgies blindfolded.
So this is my little...
This is the thing that she got.
Well,
this is too funny.
I have about 27 of them.
Oh my gosh.
I do get nervous, and I realize that what I get nervous when we walk into an orgy, even at Secrets, anywhere.
Yeah.
When we would walk into an orgy room, if all I saw were bodies and people and things that had already kind of started and had their flow where everyone was comfortable and I was just entering the room, I felt a little shell-shocked. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But I do, that's my personality. It's not necessarily just with orgies. So I got myself some of these little masks, right?
Uh-huh.
And this turned out to be not only a brilliant idea,
it's amazing,
but a very sexy experience in those rooms. What do you think?
So we're very lucky that Angel Renee, 99.9 times out of 100, trusts me explicitly.
Yeah, I trust you.
Yeah, so when we go into a section, see, look at that, she doesn't see a thing.
Nothing.
So when we go into a room that we are going to invite other couples into to play, quite often, and we've done this at Secrets in Florida, we've done this in Naughty New Orleans, we've done it in different clubs and different parties around the country. So we go into the room, Angel Renee is absolutely terrified. She has anxiety, but as soon as she puts that mask on, she tends to calm down. And I lay her on the bed. Now, she trusts that I'm only going to invite people to play that I believe that she is going to want to play with. And she trusts me to do that. So quite often, we'll lay on a bed. Now, can I just step back? Because, and just so you know, thank you very much for showing the other people out there that there are alternative ways to enjoy an orgy experience. And you don't have to be a visual participant. You can also be a sensual feeling participant. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be visual for everybody.
Yeah.
It can be the experience of the sensuality can be the experience.
Yes, I have a question for you. I've never really asked you this before because we're always so busy about talking afterwards about
the
experience.
Oh my God, now I'm getting nervous and want to wear a mask.
Do people notice that I'm wearing a mask? Do they look, are they really too into their own situation?
So, a little bit of both. I have to say the experiences that we've had multiple engagements with people and you've had your mask on, they look for me for permission. They look to me for permission of whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
Because I'm the visual person. As well as look for you to see, I mean, you're always enjoying yourself, so they can see that you're liking it. But they do continuously look towards me for permission to carry on with the experience.
Well, yeah, because it's an orgy.
And I always do say yes or no, and I'm very...
Oh, yeah, and I hear you.
You know, I'm a very strong personality, so I can stop play if I feel like it's not what you want very, very quickly, whether there's 4, 5, 6, or 10 people. And I don't feel very comfortable about that because one of the most important things about any sexual play, including an orgy, is we always go at the pace of the slowest person or the person that is the most insecure about play.
Yes. And remember, I must say this before I forget because it's that important. Consent. We're back to consent. Always consent.
Yeah.
An orgy is not a... You all know.
It's not a free-for-all.
But an orgy is not a free-for-all.
Yeah.
It's still all the rules in life and in the lifestyle apply to an orgy.
That's really true, actually, because even during play with 6 or 5 people, they have looked to me to get consent to do things or to ask for consent during play.
Yeah.
They haven't just done stuff. They've always said, can I put a condom on? Can I lick? Can I suck? Can I kiss? Can I touch? And it's female or male. I'm not just talking about one gender or another. But it's we have always had great experiences with an orgy-style experience where people have always been respectful and asked for consent. No one's been to the point of inebriation where they've just been doing whatever. They've always been very, very consensual.
Yeah. So there's two things, and I don't understand the first, so maybe you can help me with this. Is there a concept of center of attention in orgy?
So yeah, that's not really... Actually, that is a style of orgy, but an orgy is generally, from what I understand and what we've experienced, multiple people swapping out each other and not just focusing on one person. I think if there's 5 people or 4 people focusing on one girl or one guy, that would be a gangbang. That wouldn't be an orgy. If one person is the center of that experience, that is commonly known as a gangbang experience. Whether there's sex or just play involved, it's an orgy is 5 or more people experiencing
Pleasure together,
not individually for one person. There's a different definition for that. I'm not quite sure of the clinical word, but I do know that there's a different definition for that.
Yeah, for sure. And then someone said, yes, I did like that permission was asked, even during the orgy.
Yeah, actually, just so you know, when someone says, can I suck your cock, for example, during an orgy, for me, that's an incredible turn on. Like, I've just experienced someone wanting me. So instead of just someone taking my cock in their mouth and just experiencing me, the consent part is as exciting as the actual pleasure received.
Yes, interesting.
Now, you don't experience that because people are always asking me for consent.
But I hear it. I do hear it. And I know when you
say
yes.
And I know it's going to be comforting.
Yeah, to know I know that when you say yes, I know I'm going to enjoy it. I know if you say no, don't. And I've heard you many times. Actually, I've heard you say a lot of things. But no, and I do trust you. I'm not recommending this necessarily for anybody. But if you are with a partner that you totally trust 100%, and you are nervous about it, something I've even thought about doing the whole sensory deprivation with the earplugs too. I haven't quite done that yet, but I don't know. I think I'd like to experience that at least.
Did you do that one time?
No, I did this.
I thought I had secrets one time in Florida. You took earplugs.
You know, I think I did, but I think I took them out.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember. I think it might have been 2 months. I don't remember. I wish I
could
remember.
Now, just to... Because we always like to be positive. Has anybody had a bad orgy experience? I'd love for someone to type down their bad orgy experience, because we have never had a bad orgy experience, but I'd love to find out if anybody had and where that came from and what was the moment that it became bad.
Well, I can remember when I'm talking like 12 years ago, we went to the one in Fort Lauderdale. Which one was it?
So we went to Trapeze in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Yeah.
And we were laying on an orgy bed, or a bed that was designed for orgies. It was a big bed for multiple people to be close enough having sex to invite others into their experience.
So ironically, 12 years ago, or 15 years ago, when we first started this, I didn't like to be watched. I was new.
Remember the guy that just stood at the end at the end of that big bed and just stared at you and I had to tell him to go away?
I don't want to say they were bad experiences, because it wasn't really anything bad, but for me, I was still so nervous and so new and not sure if I wanted to be watched doing those things, although I found it intriguing and I wanted to be in the environment and I wanted to experience.
So we're talking about a public orgy experience, not a private room. Most of the orgies that we've experienced, besides a couple, have been in a public forum. So that means that there are lots of people around just waiting to be invited into the orgy experience that we're all experiencing. And so can I just talk about that process?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so can you just do a follow-up on any of these?
Somebody just said, nice, Del. And then, thank you for that. Makes sense. Thank you for clarifying that basic difference between orgy and gangbang.
Okay, well, no, I appreciate that. So a lot of people might not have experienced an orgy or might not know how to get into an experience to experience an orgy, because there's not like an invite that you see in the newspaper or on Google that says, hey, Friday night, 7 o'clock, there's an orgy.
There is probably on STC.
But this is normally how it goes.
Yes. By the way, if anyone, because this is going to go on YouTube, if anyone's watching this, just go to MiamiSwings.com, go to the, I think it's on the top banner for STC, you get 2 weeks for free and you can listen to two of our episodes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So this is, besides, you know, when you go to a hotel takeover, there's always someone that in the SDC forum of that hotel takeover, the group takeover, because you get a forum that you can chit-chat back and forwards with people, that will normally say, hotel room 702, after party, orgy, if anybody would like to sign up. That's one way of getting invited to an orgy, or knowing where an orgy is going to be happening. Or you go to a house party, and they have a playroom, and it's a big bed, and the host says, you know, after 12 o'clock, there's an orgy in the playroom if anybody would like to stay and experience.
They always do.
And most people normally do. When you go to a club, perhaps Trapeze, Eyes Wide Shut, many of the clubs around Southwest Florida, Secrets, or even in Atlanta, Texas, New Orleans, even at like Naughty in New Orleans. So these clubs normally have one room with a really, really, really big bed.
Well, like 30 beds, 30, like...
All in a big square.
Yeah, just
and it's enough for 10 or 15 or 20 couples, whoever wants to be there. Now, what normally happens is that one couple will start. So if you and your spouse would like to experience your first orgy and you're not quite... committed to going to a big event or paying for a hotel mm-hmm. takeover or going on a cruise, like all the cruises have audio rooms, and you just want to be able to subtly experience more than one couple. One would go to a club, you go to the back room where you have to disrobe, go lay on a bed, start making out with your spouse or laying him or her down, stroking them, enjoy each other, spend some time with each other, and you will see a couple or couples or singles will stand around and watch, and it's your opportunity to invite them to join you. Now, you can ask one couple to join, and now all of a sudden you have a foursome, and you're enjoying each other, touching. You don't have to have sex with anybody, remember. You're enjoying that experience of it just being more than just you two. Now, I guarantee that because you are having a great time, another couple or another single, a male or a female, will watch, and you have the ability to ask them to come and join, with the permission of whatever couple you're with or whatever singles you're with. And then all of a sudden you're in an orgy experience that's very organic, very easy, very soft, very slow to build on. And there's no expectation of an orgy, but that's normally what happens. Now, can I just expand on that?
Yeah.
Normally around 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning at these places, you have lots of couples on all of the beds, all having parallel sex. Now, parallel sex is where one couple's having sex with their spouse or partner or friend that they came with, next to another couple that is a partner, a spouse, or a friend. And because you're in such close proximity on a really big bed with so many other people, it's very easy to touch each other's bodies, and that touching of the body normally leads to a stroke, and can I touch you, can I kiss you, you feel good, you look good, would you mind? And an orgy can organically just evolve.
Yeah.
And that's generally how it normally happens, right?
Yeah, it usually does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whew, I spoke so much that I need a break. I need to have a glass of wine and a nap.
No, I feel like you're going to be the one answering this. I've only read part of
it. Go ahead. That's a long story.
It's long. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to read it though. It's important. We went into a swinger club, and there was an orgy going on in one of the rooms. We were watching, standing in the room, then felt a hand on my ass, asking, hi, how am I? Am I enjoying? Would I be interested to join? What I didn't like is they were touching my ass while talking and introducing. Well, don't even get me started on that. Nick found that hot, and I was kind of nervous. I don't like to be touched without permission either.
Yeah, so
personally, I don't.
Just so you know, that particular paragraph is probably the most...
That was just FYI, that was the alarm for the candy thing to remind
you. Okay, so that's probably the most common club experience, I would say. When you're next to a large group of people, they're in the heights of passion. And about that, we have several cameras that are recording this particular show.
So can I have
you answer that question, or at least talk about that particular statement?
I don't find that as common at clubs. I find that common at house parties.
Okay.
I find that at a house party, people think it's okay to put their hand on you anywhere while they're talking to you. At clubs, I think there's a little more of that distance thing. But yeah, I wish they wouldn't do that because it immediately turns me off. I would rather someone smile at me, stare at me, introduce themselves to me, say hi to me, offer me a beverage.
I actually have a couple of things I'd like to say about that. So there's a rule of thumb, or not a rule of thumb. It's if you go to a club and there's a room with a door and there's four or five couples or three couples or two couples in that room playing, if you stand outside the room watching or at the glass watching, you're outside of their play experience and it's a voyeur experience. If you go, I've seen people do this.
Yeah.
If you go into the room,
you're waiting to see if you're invited.
You're waiting to see whether you're invited into the play. So that might lead someone to touch you softly on the leg, or to because they're in a sexual kind of intense moment. those boundaries are somewhat diminished. Not to say it's correct, but those boundaries are somewhat diminished when they're already in an orgy experience. So I would always say, unless you're prepared or unless you're open to the idea of accepting an invitation or rejecting an invitation, don't go in the room. And I just want to finish by saying, it's perfectly okay when someone does that to you, or your spouse, or to your spouse, or your spouse can say it, is to say, that makes me uncomfortable, please don't do that. Because I want to tell you that we have been in orgy experiences where a chap has stood at the end of the bed and tried to touch Angel Renee. And I have stopped everybody's play and said, you need to go away, you're not welcome, and you're ruining everybody's vibe. Now, that's a really big thing to say in the middle of play, but believe me, everybody else is going to get back to having sex pretty quick. And if I don't do that, that person could potentially ruin it for everybody. So I would, I didn't mean to cut you off again, but I would rather have 2 seconds of uncomfortable experience and have the entire rest of the night be fun, instead of that person being there and badgering and not knowing boundaries and not knowing. So, great, great question. It's your position to say, that made me feel uncomfortable. Don't touch me. I didn't give you permission.
Yeah, and I think some people, right? Yes, and there's so many different kinds.
Am I wrong? I know I'm strong on that stuff, but
no, you need to say what you think, and if you feel like someone's touching you and you don't want them to touch you, you just. But I'm the same way. I mean, I learned this a long time ago. For me, it was.
Remember the discussions we had probably 15 years ago,
where
we would come back from a club at 3 a.m. and you would say, oh my God, my night was ruined because that guy ran his hand down my leg. And I said, honey, bunny, you need to tell them, just step away. You don't have permission.
Yeah.
Right.
And it wasn't really ruined, but I didn't like it. Well, and that's when I learned how to,
I was being graphic.
To speak up.
I was being graphic for the sake of graphicness. So.
You just found, where'd you find that?
An orgy is a type of group sex, just like an apple is a type of fruit, or a Toyota is a type of car. I love this one. Group sex is a sexual activity that includes more than 2 or more people.
Okay.
An orgy amongst folks I know who enjoy group sex is generally defined as 5 or more people that have some level of cross couple contact in a situation such that is not all participants having sex with the same person.
So
this goes back to that
that
question that somebody had earlier. Now, you know, for a lot of people, an orgy is the ultimate in fantasy. And I would like to say that we've been to an event. Do you mind if I talk about Naughty New Orleans and some of the playrooms?
No, go ahead.
Okay, so, and then we can do the shout out for Candy.
Yeah.
So, there's an event called Naughty New Orleans, and it's held once a year by this incredible couple. It's been one of the oldest events here in America for the sex positive lifestyle groups. It's an amazing week-long event that you can go to in New Orleans. There's two hotels. It's a completely closed sexual, sex-positive experience with seminars, etc., etc. Anyway, so they have several rooms with lots and lots of beds with no. And so what happens is that at the beginning of the night, when they open these rooms at 11 or 12 o'clock, I'm talking there's 200-300 people. Like is it, you know, when you see the New York Marathon, where all these people are piled up in sexy outfits and lingerie, and they're just, anyway, instead of the marathon where they shoot the gun and everybody runs to do their marathon, they open up the rooms and everybody rushes and runs into the rooms.
They're waiting.
To all have sex with their spouses and others. In a mass orgy, fabulous sex positive experience. Not that you have to have sex with others. You can just have sex with your spouse or on your own.
Or you can watch.
But they have this one room that you go straight in, it's off to the right, it's the first room you get to, lots of beds, people lay down and they have sex or touch and stroke each other, and people stand around all of the beds, and you have the opportunity to either talk to the people on the beds that are having a fabulous sexual experience and invite them into yours, or you can bring people in from outside and say, hey, you look like a nice couple, would you like to come over here and play? And oh, you look like another nice couple, would you like to come over here and play? And you can have the most easiest, fabulous orgy experiences without even a thought of how to make it happen. It can be just so organic.
Yeah. You know, and a lot of these big events, they're so conscious of safety and cleanliness. And they, you know, not to get into this, but if you're new to this and you've never experienced it, many of these pre-planned events, these parties and these week-long things you can go to, they are cleaning constantly, changing the sheets and all that.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Condoms available, there's food and water, always lots of water available for everybody.
I still think probably my favorite orgy was the unplanned one that we had that one day.
You want to talk about how that happened?
I mean, I don't know, should we really talk about our personal business?
No, probably not.
The complete dark room is the best. I didn't like the dark room.
Yeah, so many...
I didn't like it. You did.
So many of you guys watching this show tonight will have heard of the dark room. The dark room is a room where you dress now, you unrobe, you get to walk into a room that has some mattresses, and it's so dark that you can't see each other within 2 or 3 millimeters of your eyes. It's that black.
It's not really an orgy.
It's a blackout room. It can be.
Not really.
So when you go in, you don't know who's touching you, stroking you, kissing you, sucking you, playing with you, and you don't know who you are kissing, sucking, having sex with, playing with, stroking.
Not happening.
It's probably the most sensory... outwardly explosive experience one can ever have. I actually, so when we went into the very first dark room that we went into, I felt so protective that it kind of ruined my vibe. So we went in there and I immediately saw some people behind us that I could tell were going to be touching Angel Renee, and that's exactly what happened. So I kind of took on this role of protectiveness instead of abandoning my feelings and just allowing it to flow. So I have to admit that my protective nature kind of ruined it for me.
You would enjoy it on your own, but yet you wouldn't because you wouldn't be with me.
That's exactly right. You know, I wouldn't go into an orgy or an open sexuality experience on my own, period.
But you're not going to enjoy it with
me. But I'm not going to enjoy it with you because I'm going to be so protective about your respect, and so I kind of do myself an injustice by not being able to open up to that. But I would like
to. You're never going
to
get to enjoy it unless you're dead and gone, and you have a new wife. But because yes, it doesn't reduce my nervousness. This is so particular, but I got it. I'm going to say it. This is just about me, not for everybody. Being blindfolded with Marco in control is so very sexy for me. Being blindfolded with neither one of us in control is not how I personally roll, but I know a lot of people do like the dark room.
Now I have to admit, I would love to go into a dark room on my own and just take 5 minutes to just stand there, not to do anything to anybody, but just to see what would happen to me. But because I'm so protective of you and I'm such an alpha male for you, that my mind is never on me, it's always on you. But I think many husbands could probably speak to that as well.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's different.
What's the big paragraph underneath the pink?
That was it.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. That she was saying, Nick was mentioning the dark room, did it take away the nervousness? And I said, no, for me, not necessarily.
Yeah, well, Angel Renee only likes to wear the blindfold when I'm in control of what's going on, because she knows I'm incredibly protective and she knows that I'm going to make sure the experience is a 10+. So that's a part of the turn on for us, even in an orgy experience, is that she knows I'm going to I'm going to make that momentary judgment of whether it's going to be good for her or not, and if it's not, I have no problem in saying, please walk away.
Yeah, and you just really made me even realize there are so many ways to enjoy an orgy room that aren't traditional, you know? So some people might like the orgy room. For us, we like the orgy room because that is another avenue for our dynamic, which happens to be me being very submissive and Marco being in control. So that the orgy room for us is another avenue for that. Yeah. For some people, it's just freedom. For others, it's watching other people having sex. For other people, it's just the traditional idea of, what's the word I'm looking for? The ultimate debauchery, really.
Oh, so, I know, right? Oh, my God.
I'm on fire tonight.
That's fabulous. So, not that this particular event has, I haven't been to an orgy room at this particular event, but some friends of ours actually organize an event every year in Las Vegas. It's coming up this June. You can find it on SDC. You probably already got it on your inbox. It's called Candy Vegas, and you can go to houseofcandy.com. The actual tickets to attend this event are $450, but if for the next 10 days you go onto House of Candy...
Go to Miami Swings, I think it is. Okay. He wrote it all to you right
there. You see what that says, baby? House of Candy,
and the promo code is Miami Angel.
Just like I said, go to houseofcandy.com, and if you use the promo code Miami Angel with a space, Miami space Angel.
Oh, you said that already, Miami Angel.
You'll be able to get a discount of three.
You just dissed me, but go ahead.
It's like Miami Angel.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
What did I do?
Go ahead.
What did I get wrong? It's House of Candy and Miami Angel. Is it going?
Yeah, and you get a huge, massive discount.
Yeah, the normal fee to go to this event is $450. They're going to give it to you for the next 10 days for $150 if you use that promo code. They actually have it at an amazing hotel located in Las Vegas, and it's all in-house. And so the rooftop pool or the penthouse pool is just for the House of Candy event. It's an amazing event. You totally love it. We've been there several years in a row, and they also do 5-star shuttle service to all of the events they have in Las Vegas. You're going to get to go to the best clubs, the best bars, the best everything. Peter takes care of you at from House of Candy,
yes,
and he's going to make the experience great. So anyway, Miami Angel is the code you're going to get. It's only $150 instead of $450, so please look them up and enjoy the experience. I'm not quite sure where I'm going
to... And you're going to meet so many fabulous people from so many different places. Like,
yeah, we're not quite sure whether it's on our schedule just yet, but if it is, you're going to be seeing us by the pool, and you can hang out, and please buy me champagne.
Yeah, and they do, oh my gosh, they do body taping events, and they do, like, every night is a... Is, I think last year the themes were, like, white night, and they did steampunk night, and everybody really... Yeah. Glow nights, everybody...
Mansion House Party at a porn star's home in Las Vegas, which you've got to experience one time only.
Yeah, one year they lit me on fire. They did that fireplay. Yeah. So you never know what else...
Oh, we should have had an orgy with the people at that house that night, and we were a little shy that year.
We were exhausted. We had been up for, I think we slept 11 hours in 4 days the first time we went to Candy Vegas.
Yeah. Anyway, you can find House of Candy right there on SDC, and you're probably going to get it in your email in the next couple of weeks, but make sure you're first up. It's $150 just for you if you're listening to this show.
Yeah. So our time is dwindling. Do you want to talk about...
What is the time?
It's Candy with an I. K-A-N-D-I. Candy with an I. Yes.
Actually, if you just...
Candy with a K and an I.
If you DM us either through Miami Swings at Yahoo or here on SDC, we'll make sure we send you the link so you can go directly there and book it for $150. It's like 3 days of debauchery that... and fabulous 5-star service off of these organizers. You'll really, really enjoy it. We've actually had a fabulous experience every time we've gone. So
yeah, Candy with a K and Candy with an I.
Actually, so why doesn't someone, if we get 6 couples to go, why don't we all pick a hotel room and have our first orgy at Candy Vegas?
Aw. Yep. So we are running out of time. It's 7:47.
Oh,
do you
want
to talk about a couple of people that help support us?
Thank you guys so much for supporting us and joining this discussion. We really like the feedback that you guys get us. Please make sure that you subscribe to us afterwards and go check out our website at miamiswings.com, which you can find the links. We're going to add a link to Candy Vegas on the website probably in the next few days. Now, we also have Sex Box Subscription, who subscribes to our podcast and helps us financially be able to do our show. And that's a monthly subscription for the naughtiest, highest type of products, the best quality products you can get in the sex industry.
So bad. And we've had several people from here buy it just to show us support, which is really, really nice.
So it's a very successful company, sexboxsubscription.com. And also South Beach Self Tan, which is a product you need to use before you go to any naughty, naughty event to get your body looking sexy.
Hi, Peter.
Oh, is Peter on?
Yeah.
Get out of here. We actually have Peter from the House of Candy, Candy Vegas, on this discussion here tonight. So we're going to make sure that we have a link on our website. MiamiSwings.com. And if anybody DMs me, I'll make sure I send you the link to House of Candy so that you can book your tickets. Now, there is a limited amount of people that can go to this. This is a very VIP experience, so make sure you're first up.
It's, just launched it, I think, today.
Just launched it today. So this is a brand new thing, and we're going to make sure that this experience is more than or better than all the experiences that we've had so far at Candy Vegas.
Oh, so many good moments.
But you need to sleep for a week before and a week after, because you won't sleep when you're there.
You will not sleep. You don't want to miss the DJs during the day at the pool.
We had Samantha XO there a couple of years ago. Yeah. She was. So I hope you enjoyed that little segment. What happens next? I can't believe that we've just received our very first Sex Box subscription at Cratejoy. And it's super exciting to do the unboxing with you guys today. So we actually, Angel and A just picked it up from the front porch. And here it is. It's heavy. It's in a very, very lovely box. What do you think of the box?
I wanted to feel the weight of it.
Feel the weight of it. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it is heavy.
There's a lot of stuff inside, I'm sure. So this, I think, is box number one that everybody will receive when they subscribe to Sex Box subscription. So let's start the unboxing, my darling.
Okay.
And let's see how it goes. So on the front it says, thank you for your order.
Yeah.
Very unassuming,
yeah.
Nice and easy to receive on the front porch.
Yeah,
didn't look like a sex box.
Right, but it has a little sexiness.
I love the flowers. It's like, is that roses or fire or something?
No, it's like red smoke.
It's like red lava smoke.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a little look.
Can we open?
Oh my gosh, so here we are. Let's show everybody. So we're unboxing, first time, Sex Box subscription written on the inside. It has a little card here that says truth or dare. Do you want to pick it up?
Sure.
What does it say?
So you have to pick truth or dare.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Dare.
Dare. Strip down to your birthday suit and quickly run in front of the window.
Oh, okay, that's easy. What was the proof?
If you had to describe your lover's butt to someone, how would you describe it?
Oh, like a rose. Okay, so you can go next. So here we are, unboxing. Open this puppy up and let's see what's inside.
I like how clean it is.
Very, very clean. Yeah, it's super.